Watch, Army veteran fined while praying for dead son outside abortion clinic. By Kurt Zindelka on January 20, 2023. A British Army veteran was reportedly issued a fine while silently praying for his deceased son outside of an abortion clinic in Bournemouth, England for allegedly violating the so-called protest-free buffer zone around the facility. Video footage has emerged of Adam Smith Connor being fined while praying for his son, who died in an abortion 22 years ago, outside an abortion facility in the Bournemouth area. The Army veteran was approached by community safety accredited officers, who informed him that he was allegedly breaching local public spaces protection order, PSPO, which prohibits protests outside the clinic in question. Put into place in October of last year, the PSPO order prohibits engaging in an act of approval/disapproval or attempted act of approval/disapproval with respect to issues related to abortion services, by any means. This includes but is not limited to graphic, verbal or written means, or counseling. The buffer zone order also prohibits audible prayer, reciting scripture, sprinkling holy water or crossing oneself in the restricted area around the abortion facility if they perceive a service user is passing by. In footage posted on social media by faith commentator Lois McClatchy, one of the officers was heard saying, "I'm sorry for your loss. But ultimately, I have to go along with the guidelines of the Public Space Protection Order, to say that we are in the belief that therefore you are in breach of Clause 4A, which says about prayer, and also acts of disapproval." To which Smith Connor replied, "I'm just standing praying. I understand that. But the PSPO is in place for a reason and we have to follow through on those regulations," the officer responded. Responding to the fine, Adam Smith Connor said, "I would never have imagined being in a position to risk a criminal record for praying silently. In the past, I assisted with abortions in hospital as part of my Army medical training. But now I pray for those who perform abortions because I realize how harmful abortion is to women and families, and that every single human life is valuable, no matter how small. Most of all, I move to pray because of what happened to my son, Jacob." He went on to say that his decision to drive and pay for his then-girlfriend to have an abortion 22 years ago was a pivotal moment in his life and that he has since gone on to grieve for assisting in the death of his son. The case follows a similar incident in which the director of the UK March for Life, Isabel Vaughan Spruce, was arrested while she claimed that she might have been silently praying outside an abortion facility in Birmingham that was also subject to a buffer zone PSPO order. According to the faith-based legal advocacy group ADF UK, Vaughan Spruce is due to appear before the Birmingham Magistrates Court on 2 February for allegedly violating the order. The group claimed that she has been charged with protesting and engaging in an act that is intimidating to service users. However, ADF UK asserted that after the PSPO order was put in place, she only ever prayed outside the clinic while it was closed and therefore reject the notion that she could have intimidated any woman trying to get an abortion. Jeremiah Ignoble, the legal counsel for ADF UK, which is representing Smith Connor in his legal challenge against the fine, said in a statement, "Nobody should be criminalized for what they believe, especially not when they express that belief silently, in the privacy of their own minds." Just like in the case of Isabel Vaughan Spruce last month, Adam could now face prosecution for holding thoughts, and lifting those thoughts to God in prayer, within a censorship zone. The rapid proliferation of orders criminalizing volunteers such as Adam and Isabel should be a wake-up call to all those who value freedom of expression, even freedom of thought, no matter their views on abortion. While local orders to prevent protests surrounding abortion clinics in Britain have been long-standing, the allegedly Conservative Party-backed Labour Party proposal to institute a nationwide ban throughout the entirety of England and Wales last year. The legislation, which is still pending, would criminalise advising, informing, influencing, persuading, or even expressing an opinion on abortion within a 150-metre protest-free zone surrounding all abortion clinics, with a penalty of up to 2 years in prison. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.